But I want to preach out of Proverbs chapter 31, and let's begin to read in verse 10. The Bible says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold to the staff. She stretcheth out her hands to her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And she looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all." I thought, my soul, what a testimony right there. Read what it says. He's talking about the virtuous woman, which is far above rubies. He says, many daughters have done virtuously. He said, many of them have lived like what we're saying right here. But he said, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her. In the gate, you can be seated this morning. As I thought about what to preach this morning, I'm not a holiday preacher. Mother's Day, we don't all the time preach on Mother's and Father's Day and so on and so forth. And a lot of times we may preach on hell on a day like today. But that word virtuous, as we look at what it says right here in verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? As the writer was asking a question, as he talks about that word virtuous, which means chaste, but the root word being virtue means goodness or morally good or the practice of moral duties and abstaining from vice. It's like this, if you let me put it another way, virtue is nothing more than voluntary obedience and that to the truth. Now, virtue, as we look at this, and men, I'm going to give you just a little break this morning looking at the virtuous woman. But let me tell you, ladies, the first thing, if you want to be a virtuous woman, is to be saved. That's the greatest thing that you can ever do in your life is come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. As he winds up down here in the last of the chapter in verse 30, he said, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Listen, there's a lot of things that folk have believed and done through these years. They felt like that's what they needed to do, what they were going to do. He said, but look, favor is deceitful. It don't matter how much that folk in the world favor you. It don't matter how much folk like you. Listen, he said it's deceitful. Beauty is vain. Listen, we all get older. Beauty fades. But what did it say right there? But that woman that what? Feareth the Lord. She shall be praised. You need to fear God. Amen. Realize he's the one that can save you. Wipe your slate clean. Start it all over again. Amen. Make a brand new person. Hey, I'm glad the Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. But listen, the first thing, if you're going to be a virtuous woman, is your need, and that to be saved. But this passage of Scripture teaches us what a Christian lady, what a Christian mother, and a Christian wife should surely be like. Amen. It teaches you, young men, if you're looking for a wife, and by the way, the Bible said, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for my wife this morning. But listen, he said right here, I believe if you want to find a good wife, you'll find her in these scriptures. Are we doing all right this morning? Amen. I ain't killing meat now, am I? Surely, I hope not. And that in the preaching. But the question is asked, who can find a virtuous woman? Reckon how hard she was to find. And reckon how hard she is to find. And that today. I said that her price was far above rubies. Can I say that first of all, I'm hurrying. That number one, she is far above rubies in the fact that she's priceless. Can I say today to you mamas and to you wives, be a lady that is priceless today. I mean, be priceless in that to your husband and to your children. I mean, be one that loves God and loves them. Be one that wants, as we look, what does it say? It said that the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, that he'll have no need of spoil. Listen, I'm glad today, friend, I trust my wife. I believe that I can leave the house, be gone, don't have to worry about her and that trying to run around on me or any of those things. Hey, I can trust in her. Why? Because, hey, not only do I believe that she loves me, but I believe she loves God. And that would be a reproach. And that on God, if she done those things, that was wrong. Amen. And so we find we're talking about the virtuous woman. Talking about the virtuous woman. Said, who can find her? She's priceless. She's worth something, and that to her family. Let me ask you something, moms. I hope and pray that you're worth something to your family. And what I mean by that is there's a lady I know over at the nursing home. She comes in and goes, and she talks about when she was raised. She said, look, when I was 7 years old, she said I was cooking for me and my brother because my mother slept all day. I wouldn't do nothing. Said she didn't get out of bed and make herself up until right before their father come home. Listen, I wouldn't call her a virtuous woman, would you? Listen, today am I doing okay this morning? Amen. I hope so. Listen, I really wanted to make sure it's what we need to preach. Boy, there's a sweet spirit in here, wasn't there? Amen. And I hope God blessed you in that. But listen to me this morning. You ought to be priceless to your family. Listen, some of you miss your mom because she's done gone on, and you think and you say, boy, I miss her, and you think back and you say, man, she was priceless. And I agree, she probably was. Amen. One that loved you and took care of you. Listen, I love them moms that love them youngins. I loves their family. I want to talk about their family. Lights up. Hey, listen, you ever just ask mom about their kids? So you'll do that sometimes. And you ought to do that. Just ask some moms, these young moms around here, about these little ones they got, and watch their face light up. Amen. Yeah. I try to do that with moms and dads. I've got a buddy of mine. He's got a little girl. It's almost a year old now. And every time that I talk to him, I always try to find out how that little one is doing. You're talking about lighting up when, hey, we may be talking about something else that's down in the dumps, but you begin to ask about them children, and they'll begin to light up. Yeah. Huh, she's priceless, ain't she? If you take your Bible and go to the book of Proverbs chapter 7, Proverbs chapter 7. I want you to look with me over there. Proverbs 7, we're talking about the virtuous woman, that she's priceless. Boy, you can't put a price on her. Boy, I'm telling you, she's worth more than you ever could imagine. She's faithful, and I got ahead of myself there. but here in Proverbs 7, Solomon's talking about the strange woman. He said, for I looked at the window of my house, and I looked through my casement, and I beheld among the simple ones, I discern among the youths a woman or a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. So she had a corner, and he went the way to her house in the twilight and the evening, in the black and dark of night. And behold, there met him a woman. Now look how she met him, with the attire of a harlot. Boy, I'm telling you, she wasn't dressed good. She wasn't dressed well. Listen, she had more skin showing than she did clothes. Listen, she had the attire of a harlot on. She was subtle of heart. She was loud. She was stubborn. Her feet abide not in her head. Hey, listen, she wasn't faithful, was she? What do you mean? The Bible said that her feet abided not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said, you know what that word impudent means? No shame. She didn't have no shame. Just like today, folk ain't got no shame no more. Hey, listen, they can go out and sin and never think nothing about it. I never consider nothing. I was listening to a preacher the other day in revival. He was preaching on fornication. I said, look, we've just got a church of young folk, it seems. If they ain't careful, they'll get caught up in fornication. Then they'll come up and sing in the youth choir. Sing them songs with no shame on their faith. Hey, I'm telling you what, when I mess up my sin, God bothers me. Listen, God wasn't bothering her. She didn't have any shame on her face. She was in pit. Look what it said right here. I said, what now? Let me find it here. I said, I have what? I made peace offerings with me, and this day I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, and diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. Why? Verse 19. For the good man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. Can't trust her.
Amen.
Huh? Can't trust her. Hey, you know what made her? And that priceless. She was faithful. And he could trust her. Proverbs, back to verse 31, or chapter 31. And it said, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, that he'll have no need of spoil. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of his life. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 15, that a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike.
Amen.
You ever been around a woman you just can't get along with?
Yeah.
I hope none of you men are married to her this morning. Amen. I hope you ain't. What did it say? You ever heard a continual dropping in a very rainy day? You ever just heard it just rain slow and you just hear that drop? Just drop, drop, drip. Kind of like that sink, it leaks all the time. Just drip, drip, drip. He said a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. You know what? They eventually get on your nerves. That contentious woman is that woman that always wants to fight. And that one that's always got something negative to say. And that one that's always wanting to stir up a row and carry on with a bunch of nonsense and a bunch of fun. He said, look, he said, the virtuous woman ain't that way. The Bible also said in Proverbs 21, it is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. I'll never forget, a preacher was talking one time, and me and him knowed the same people. And they'd been married for almost 50 years. And I believe the older, and I'm not blaming it all on him or blaming it all on her. I'm sure he had some problems of his own. But that preacher told me, he said, I believe I'd have done moved everything I got up there on top of the roof, and that's where I'd be at. Amen. Hey, listen, he said it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a white house. Now, I hope none of you ladies are that way. I hope I don't come to your house and that your husband's going up and down on the ladder where he lives at. Amen. Y'all will catch that here in just a second. But the virtuous woman, Miss Far Above Rubies. By the way, that's what I'm preaching on this morning. Miss Far Above Rubies. She's priceless. She's priceless because she's faithful.
Yeah.
She's faithful to her husband. She's faithful to her children. Amen. wants to make sure that them young'uns is took care of. Now I'm sure that there's been times, mamas, that you've given your kids some Tic Tacs for breakfast and had to send them out the door because it just was what it was. I see some of you mamas like this right now. See, there's sometimes when it is just what it is, but I'm talking about when it's an everyday occurrence. Sometimes time gets the best of us, and I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about she'll be faithful. This virtuous woman will care and love for her family. She'll love her children. She'll love her husband. She'll love her church. I want to serve in the church, amen, and serve the Lord. But she's faithful. Can I tell you that the Lord expects you and I to be faithful in our marriage?
Amen.
He expects you to be faithful to Him. Listen to me, young people. He expects you to be faithful to Him until your wedding night. Amen. He expects you to be pure and holy until then. But then He says, who can find a virtuous woman? She's hard to find. I'm going to tell you, in the day and age that we live, she is hard to find.
Amen.
She's hard to find. Notice, not only is she faithful, that makes her priceless, but she's not afraid to work. The Bible said, after that she'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And boy, if I don't move on there, I can hang out for a while. It said, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Did you catch that? That she's not lazy and she's not concerned about busy work either. But she's willing to work. I'm talking about the virtuous woman. Not that she's necessarily going to have a job outside the house. And I know that there's a lot of you ladies that work outside the house, and my wife does too, so don't think I'm beating up on you, okay? But the greatest thing would be for you to stay home.
Yeah.
Me and my wife is working on that whole situation right now in our home. We're trying to figure out a way for her to say she would be a great help to me in the ministry, being at home. She really would. Be a great help. Hey, but listen, I understand that it don't always work out that way. And I understand, I'm not beating up on you. But listen, it said that she's willing to work. She wasn't chained into it. She wasn't beat into it. She wasn't made to go to it. It said she worketh willingly with her hands. She's seen the need of what needed to be done. Said she's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She makes sure that there's provision for her home. Them young'uns go in there and they open the cabinet. Listen, she's going to make sure that there's something in there.
Amen.
May not be what they want, but it'll be something for them to eat. Amen. You can buy Cheerios cheap. Amen. Amen. You can buy potatoes and pinto beans cheap, can't you? Boy, nobody said amen there. Man, I remember I asked Mama here a while back, and I think I told you, I said, why did we eat so many pinto beans and potatoes and cornbread growing up? She said, that's what your daddy wanted. Well, that's what we fixed. I said, mercy. He don't eat it no more, it seems. I'm like, man, you move out and they quit having it. Amen. I remember one of the last things Mama ever fixed for me to eat before I got married was wilted lettuce and onions. Now, some of y'all don't know what that is. Well, it's where they take that leafy lettuce and onions in a skillet and they pour hot bacon grease on it. It's good. Listen, amen. Amen. You're talking about caring for your family. Don't that sound good? Amen. Huh? Look, she makes provision for her home. Verse 15, she went, I'm talking about she's willing to work. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. What before the sun's ever got up, she's rolled out of bed.
Right.
Not going to be lazy. She's going to make sure that her family's got something to eat. If you go over here and you look, and the Bible talks about it, let me see if I can find it over here. It talks about at one point how her candle in verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, that her candle goeth not out by night. Hey, listen, while the sun sets and it gets dark, her candle ain't turned off.
Right.
When daddy's laid out in the recliner, and them kids is laid out in the floor on the bed, mama, it's still got things going on.
Amen.
Candle goes not out by night. Seems a little unfired, don't it, ladies? Got to get up before the sun comes up, and you go to bed after the sun goes down. But that's what the virtuous woman done. Verse 16, I love this verse. It says, she considereth the field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She's only also not afraid to work, but she has some wisdom in her work. It says, she considereth the field. She thinks about it.
Amen.
She looks at it. She says, is that a good field? And says, I can buy that field. I can see that field. And it'll make a good vineyard. And no doubt her and her husband talk about that. And she buys the field, but she considers it. Take your Bible and go to 2 Kings chapter 5. We beat up on women so much and want to put them in such a submissive role, which, by the way, you ladies, you are to submit, and that to your own husband,
amen,
by the way. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. And I'll deal with that verse here in a minute. But I want you to look in 2 Kings chapter, what did I say, 5? Go to chapter 4, excuse me. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 7. Nope, let me move on. Verse 8. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. Now, I want you to understand, Elisha is the prophet at this time, the great prophet. He's passing through Shunem, and this great woman, she's having him turn into her house and say, come and eat with us, rest a little bit. And then here's what she says after he leaves. She talks to her husband. I preached on her at the nursing home Friday. Preached on her in a whole different light, but notice it was her that wanted to build the prophet's chamber. Did you catch that? It wasn't the husband, but it was her. As I've told you a lot of times, ladies, you guys are probably more spiritual than I am sometimes.
Amen.
And if your husband would be, honest, probably more spiritual than he is too sometimes. I know that I'm having a hard time finding something to preach when I go to my wife and say, has God showed you anything in your daily Bible reading this week? And when she can give me a better outline than I can get, I know I'm in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
We were driving home one time. She was giving me an outline on the Bradford pear tree. It looks good, but there ain't no fruit in it.
That's right.
It's pretty, but it can't stand up to a storm.
Uh-huh.
You know that? Bradford pear can't stand up
right
to a storm. And she just rattled on and on and on. And I've been afraid to preach that thing. But I think it would. Amen. But I want you to notice right here. We look a lot of times and we say women can't, they can't do those things. They can't make those decisions. I don't think she made that decision by herself. I believe that was something that her and her husband talked about building on to the house over there. But it was her idea.
Amen.
And she perceived that needed to be done. And I believe it's the same thing right here, that she considers the field. She looks at it. She has some wisdom about her. And she just don't want to buy it to buy it. Hello? She wants to buy it and that so that she can do something with it. He says she buys it, and then with the fruit of her hands, she plants the vineyard. Did you catch that? She plants the vineyard. You know, you got to be pretty wise to know something about a vineyard. You got to know something about grapevines, muscadine vines, olive yards, and stuff like that. If you got to know something about them if you're going to grow them. And so here she is, and she does these things. She's faithful, but she's also not afraid to work. She has some wisdom about her, and she knows how to use it. She knows how in that to handle money. She considereth the field and buyeth it. She knows how to handle money. You know, and I'm going to tell you how it is in my home. And a lot of preachers would disagree with me, and that's fine, but they don't live in my home.
Amen.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you how it is. Miss Kelly, she takes care of the money. And it's always been that way. She's wanted to do it. I've been happy for her to do it. She does it very well. And I don't have to worry about it. If I had to worry about it, then it'd be a whole different story. And some of you men may have to worry about that. If you let your wife have the checkbook, it may be empty by this evening. You want to know something? Don't let her have the checkbook. It's that simple. Cancel the debit card.
Right.
And if you can't handle the checkbook, man, I don't know what you're going to do. I guess you're going to live broke is what you're going to do. You need to get some wisdom about you. But this woman not only had some wisdom in how to buy that field, she had some wisdom in how to handle money. Am I doing okay this morning?
Amen.
I hope so. And then she plants a vineyard. She's not afraid to work, you see. Not only does she, in the next verse, if you look right here, the Bible said she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Not only does she have physical strength because she's not afraid to work. I'm not going to say she's going to be a bodybuilder, but she ain't been lazy and she knows how to work. But I believe when it talks about she girdeth her loins with strength, she not only has physical strength, but this woman's got some intestinal fortitude. I know she's a weaker vessel and that according to the scripture, but that don't mean she's weak.
Right.
I mean, if I got to give you a science class on the difference between a man and a woman, you're in trouble if I got to do that. I believe she needs to be healthy, but listen, I believe that virtuous woman's got some intestinal fortitude. She's got some guts. She knows how to stand. She don't... Listen, We get so bent out of shape about the ladies being submissive, and you do need to be submissive, and that to your own husbands. Well, take your Bible and go to Ephesians chapter 5. I've talked all about it. Let's just read it. I was on the scripture the other day up at the hospital, and I don't think I ever made my point I was trying to make. It finally came to me how to make my point. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. OWN, you have a husband, submit to him. Your husband, not another husband, not to another man, but to your husband. As unto the Lord. As you submit to the Lord, you submit to your husband. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject, wives be to their own husbands in everything. Then verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, what was coming up with the other day as I was at the hospital, the lady, she made a statement. We was talking about submission, so on and forth. And she said, well, if my husband loved me like Christ loved the church, that sacrificial love. Listen, these are not conditional. Do you understand that? These verses are not conditional. They don't work one to the other.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Husbands, whether your wives are submissive, you're still to love her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You're going to tell me that the church has been submissive to Christ and everything over the years? You're going to tell me that you've got everything right in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he still loved you and gave himself for you? And ladies, let me say this. Whether your husband loves you as Christ loved the church or not, you ought to be submissive to him. They're not conditional on one or the other. But then we find she considers that field, she buys it, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her cattle goeth not out by night. And listen, I'm talking about she ain't afraid to work now. The Bible says that she what layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold to the staff. Listen, that staff is the staff of the spinning wheel. She ain't afraid to work when it has to be done. And she makes sure that it gets done. But then I want you to look. The Bible says she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, and yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She not only sees to the needs of her family, not only is she faithful to her family, but listen, she's going to see and fulfill the needs of others.
That's right.
I'm talking about a virtuous woman. She's not stingy in that with what God has blessed them with. Now, I know how a marriage works. You've got to talk. I understand that. But ladies, if you see a need there, and you can fulfill that need, fulfill it. I want you to look as I read this. Said it stretched. She stretcheth out her hand and she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You know why she has to stretch and she has to reach? Because the poor can't get there. So she goes to where they're at. Do you see that? Listen, when you stretch and you reach, hey, listen, there's going to be some effort and that is put forth on your account. There's going to be some effort that it's going to, hey, listen, it's more than this saying, hey, I've got food to eat in my house. If you come to my house, I'll feed you. That's not stretching and reaching forth to the needy. Stretching and reaching forth to the needy is going out there and finding where they're at and taking care of them. Right? Amen. Hey, that's not only good for virtuous women, that's good for holy men too, ain't it? But the virtuous woman, she cares not only about her husband, she cares not only about her children, she cares not only about her church, but she cares for those that are out there. Talking about the virtuous woman, Miss Far Above Rubies. We've been studying on missions or had missions conference and learned how to give money. My wife will attest to this. I've had more money fall in my lap in the past month than I have in a long time. It just shows up. I can't explain it. Just shows up. And so you know what I do when it shows up? I look at it and I say, well, I'm going to have to tithe this much and we'll give this much to missions. And then we get to put the rest in the bank. And I didn't even have to get none of it to start with. When I was at a church the other night, boy just came and wrote me a check and handed it and put it in my pocket. And he said, you've done a little bit of stuff or done some stuff for us. And in my mind, it was just a little bit of stuff and it wasn't near worth what he paid me to do it. Hey, listen, the Bible said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. There is yet that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat, and it tendereth to poverty. You scatter what you got, chances are it's going to increase. Some of us, I've been trying to get over being stingy a long time ago. Can I tell you this? I ain't went hungry yet for giving away stuff. I ain't done it. Let me move on. I'm like that preacher said the other day in revival, what his daddy told him. He said, when you hit a stump, don't go around it, back up and hit it again. Amen. You remember what he said? Wasn't that good? Somebody's scared to death about money. Somebody's just scared to death that somebody's going to take advantage of you and that you're going to give the money wrong. Listen, if you pray about it, and I ain't talking about tithing and giving mission money. I'm talking about helping folks. He said, preacher, they're not working. And they ought not to eat. Let's find out about their salvation first. Because you know what? Chances are they don't know that scripture. Now somebody's been saved or know that they ought to work. Right? Amen. Saved folk ought to work. Saved folk ought to work so good that folk ought to want to hire them. Ain't it a shame today that most places don't even want to hire Christians because they say they're lazy and they bum around on the job and won't work? Hello? Don't be afraid to give that money away. I ain't saying give you rent check. I ain't saying give them your house payment and your light bill and all those things. But I'm saying if God has blessed you, don't be afraid of it. Why? It said that virtuous woman, she not only sees the need, but then she does something about it. I think we see a need a lot of times, we just don't do anything about it. But then, not only does she see a need and fulfill it, but then her main focus in verses 21 through 24 is on her home. She's not afraid for the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, clothed with silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. What do you mean she focuses on her house? She's not afraid because of the cold. She's not afraid because of the snow, because she's had forethought to keep them warm. She's had forethought and that to put good clothing on them, to put a good coat on them, and that to keep them warm. Talks about her husband, how that he's known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders. He's got a good name.
Amen.
Boy, and when he sits in the gate up there with the elders of the city, she's got a good name.
Right.
His kids has got a good name.
Amen.
At least I ain't talking about in hypocrisy. It's amazing what you learn when you get older about people, ain't it?
Amen.
You hold people up in high respect and in high regard. And I know that you cannot make your children do right once they get past a certain age. No matter how much you want them to or try to, once they get past a certain age, you can't make them do right. And I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about. But when it talks about how these things, how that he's got a good name and he's known in the gates and sitteth among the elders, hey, I'm not talking about a fake testimony. I'm not talking about one that is full of hypocrisy, how that the house is run wrong, but when he's out, it's all run right. That's not what I'm talking about. And we all know people like that. They want you to have a perception of their home that everything's okay when it's really in turmoil and pieces. The virtuous woman will make sure that her home is run. Why? She loves God, you see. The Bible said she maketh fine linen and selleth it. She delivers girdles unto the merchant. What she's making, she's selling. She's making sure that her house is provided for. She's very industrious. Look at her adornment. The Bible said strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She's not physically lazy. There's nothing slacking about her. Said that she's full of strength, but honor is her clothing. There's some dignity about her. You ever seen them ladies that just didn't care how they dressed, how they acted, how they were just listening to me, how they responded? Didn't care what people thought about. I do care about what people think about me.
Amen.
I mean, if you dress, listen to me, ladies. If you dress like a harlot, Proverbs 7 said she had on the attire of a harlot. What do you think people are going to think about you? I'm just using that as an example. It said right here that she had strength and honor are her clothing. That's what she's clothed with. She has a spiritual adorning. Listen, not only in strength, not only is she physically strong, but I believe that she's spiritually strong. And she has some honor about her. I understand that you cannot make people think of you right, but don't give them a reason to think of you wrong. There's some dignity. She's not going to betray her home. She's not going to betray her husband nor her children. She's not going to betray her church, but she's most definitely not going to betray the Lord. The Bible said that she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. When she speaks, she has some wisdom about her. When she speaks, she's got some kindness about her. Talking about the virtuous woman. She looketh well to the ways of her household, needeth not the bread of idleness. Her house is a concern to her. Those kids and that husband is a concern to her. How her home is took care of is a concern to her. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. She cares for her home. She's got good words in her mouth, but her children and her husband both praise and bless her. I've tried to do that with my wife just a little bit this morning. We have short words and we have long words sometimes. Sometimes we have quiet words and we try not to have loud words. I told her one day we don't holler. And she says, "You want to bet?" I was wrong. But I can bless my wife this morning. She's a very good wife. And on top of that, she's a very good pastor's wife. You ought to have to deal with the ministry. Just been honest this morning. We was talking about it the other day, and I'd been listening to some preachers preach on having a balance in the ministry. And my wife's took the back seat to a lot of things a lot of times. But she's been right here, you see. You ladies have, sometimes you've had to take the back seat on some things. Now don't go sleep on me yet, okay? Don't go sleep on me. But you've had to take the back seat. Hey, men, you're to praise your wife. Thank her. Children, you're to thank mama for what you've done, for what she's done. Well, some of you just said some things to her that you ought not to have said. You've acted some ways that you ought not to have acted. And just because she's mama, you ought to thank God for her this morning. Verse 29, look at the praise. She gets the praise from her husband and the praise from her children. And I'd like to hang around on that, but I'm just out of time. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. This woman went above and beyond. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But here it is. Out of all of you don't get nothing else, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She knows the Lord. She knows God. She wants her family to know the Lord. And said, look, she knows that favor and beauty is just going to fade away. And there's going to be none to it. But her life in the Lord's what means everything. Her life in the Lord means everything. There's a lady over at the nursing home. And she always comes. She always comes. And I think about her, Miss Bride. I think about her. And sometimes she's got a good mind. Sometimes she don't. And she's got crippling arthritis and all those things that comes with getting old. But they said when her husband was in the nursing home over here in Athens, she always would go. And not only see him, but she would always sing. Want to go and sing to those in the nursing home. I'm just giving you a little something to think about. Listen, she knew the Lord. This lady right here knew the Lord. She feared the Lord and wanted His praise. So it's one thing to get the praise of your children. It's one thing to get the praise of your husband. But when you get the praise of the Lord on your life, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gate. This is what the Bible had to say about the virtuous woman this morning. Ladies, I think that would be good for you to line up with that. I think that'd be good. I think that'd make you a good mom. I think that'd make you a good wife. I think that'd just make you a good Christian to want to serve God that way. Let's bow our heads this morning as we get a verse of invitation. Listen, if God spoke to your heart, you say, "Preacher, I'm not lining up that way. I'm not lining up that way." Well, I tell you, you sure can. You sure can. He said, "Preacher, I've never been saved. I want to be like what you're talking about." The first step you have to make, is come get saved. Say, "I want to be that virtuous woman, preacher. I want to be that one that you're talking about." First step, you've got to be saved. And once you get saved, you can start serving Him. You can give your life to Him and begin to line up with this. I know today's Mother's Day, and I'd like to think that you women would fit this right here, fit this bill in Proverbs 31. But if God has spoke to your heart and you need to come draw close, Listen, you men, you might want to come praise the family. I don't know what God's done in your heart today, but if God's done something in your heart and you need to come, I want you to come. We're going to pray, then we're going to sing. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Lord, I've preached what you give us. I try to be very attentive to the Holy Spirit. Lord, such a sweet spirit in here today. And Lord, we didn't want to ruin anything, mess anything up. And Lord, I pray this message has been a help to folk. Let's encourage them, encourage these ladies. I didn't want to beat up on them, but Lord, just for them to have some instruction on to be a good wife, a good mother, a good lady. Lord, one that loves you and is going to serve you. And Lord, there may be somebody here today that's never been saved. They're trying to do it their way. They're trying to get in their way. And they say, well, I sincerely believe it, but Lord, we understand that they're sincerely wrong because they got to come your way. And that's by the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if somebody needs to come today, I pray that they will. Just let this message and that speak to folks' hearts. And Lord, I pray you'll move during this invitation. For these things in Jesus' name, we do ask and pray. Amen.